Hey, gang. It's Kelly. It's April 25th, 2023. We've already gone past... Oh, Jesus. We've gone past one quarter. We're into the second quarter of 2023. We're into April. We're actually going into May. But that's good because we're coming into springtime and summer. Anyway, I'm Kelly. I'm your host tonight. And we don't have much to talk about. We've got to talk about just a couple items. And I keep it brief. Gang, I keep it brief. I'm not going to sit on here like... Joe Rogan and talk for 4 hours because, you know, I don't have that much to talk about. Jesus, I'd fall asleep. It's less than 7 minutes, and I'll never get a YouTube video crown or whatever for all my podcasts because you have to have them over 20 minutes and you have to have over 2 million people and all that, and I don't have that. And I'm not even on YouTube. Well, I am. I have a page on it. Anyway, couple things tonight. First off, I'm disappointed with Fox News. I was for a long time. I haven't watched it, and they let Tucker go. And Tucker's a big boy. He'll pull his big boy pants on. He was actually raised by a very wealthy family. He's got a lot of money, and he's got $10 million left on his contract, so he'll do fine. I don't know any of us. I don't know anybody in my circle of friends, in my circle of life, that got a severance package of $10 million. Nobody. So I'm not crying tears for Tucker. I liked him. I think he was kind of full of shit a couple times, but he was good. He'll be the next Rush Limbaugh. I guarantee you that. He will be. And he's not going to land up on television anymore because there's not that many more networks. You got OAN, you got Newsmax, you got Fox, you got CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, ABC, CBS. Where's he going to go? I mean, the OAN is virtually non-existent. Newsmax has been shut down by many of the networks. Why would he want to go back to a TV, you know, channel? He's got to go to radio. He'll get syndicated. He'll do what Rush Limbaugh did. Rush Limbaugh was fired by so many stations, and look how he ended up. He was the preeminent. He was the master of radio, and that's Tucker could do that if he keeps it together. But anyway, I'm not worried about Tucker. I got enough to worry about in my life. But listen, I just got banned by Facebook on my oversight of the ROC page. For those that don't know what it is, there's a bunch of hags here in the community, a bunch of hags, old hags. Two of them were members of the board of directors here. They were appointed by an old asshole that was president of the association. And he only did one term, and he's gone, thank Christ. He caused more division and divisiveness in this community than anybody could imagine. But anyway, Larry's gone. But his two picks to fill two vacant board seats, they ran for re-election. Actually, they ran for election because they were never elected. And they got defeated by two very good people. So anyway, I devoted, actually before that, there's a woman who started a site called the Resident Oversight Committee here in Ocean Pines. She's not appointed. She's not elected. She's nothing. She just started a page just like I did. And now she was supposedly the voice of Ocean Pines, and she took these two other hags on that were defeated, and now we've got three hags that post on this page, and they just, you know, stir shit. So I thought, you know what? You don't have the last word, because I actually joined the page just to, you know, to participate in a community conversation, and they I posted something, and they locked me out, and they blocked me, and I was like, okay, so I'm not wanted. So I started the oversight of the ROC, which is the oversight of them. So anyway, and I know where it's coming from now, because I found out. I posted a thing on there tonight about two of the hags that need to take Viagra, because some of them are purportedly going to run for the board of directors here in Ocean Pines again. And I was saying, look, you know, call me Pedro. I think you should run for the border. But anyway, I said I was going to donate to their cause some Viagra so that they could get some, you know, performance medicine there, because they underperformed while they were on the board. And evidently, they asked Facebook to flag the post, and they not only flagged the post, they flagged my account. And that's okay. But here, I implore you all. They have the ROC Facebook page, and we can flag them too. You can flag their page. So, you know, whatever they do to you, do back to them. When they flag my post, when they flag your post, when they lock you out, well, you can ask Facebook to flag their post, because that's a hateful site too. It has nothing to do, absolutely nothing to do with the Ocean Pines community. They're not elected. They're not appointed. They're not members of committees. They're not members of the board. They are nothing but an off-site, supposedly oversight committee, and they have no authority. And, you know, quite frankly, their opinions don't matter. So anyway, that's my podcast for tonight. Mark Zuckerberg banned my oversight of the ROC till May 5th, and that's okay. I got this, and I've got my YouTube page, and I've got a couple other Facebook pages. They just got to keep up with me. I'm Kelly, and that's my podcast tonight.